This is Cramer Financial Talk with Jim Cramer of Cramer Investment Services. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Jim Cramer provides his clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. So listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful strategies to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here is Cramer Financial Talk with Jim Cramer.
Welcome back to another episode of Cramer Financial Talk. My name is Jim Cramer. If you'd like to hear more information about our show today for listeners in Wisconsin, our Lake Geneva phone number is 262-729-4128. Listeners in Illinois, our McHenry office number is 815-331-8096. Feel free to reach out to us on our website, www.cramerinvestmentservices.com, spelled K-R-A-M-E-R. And while on our website, you can listen to all of our previous podcast shows by clicking on the radio and media tabs. Listeners to Apple and Google Podcasts and Spotify can also listen to all of our past shows. Feel free to reach out to us if you'd like to just set up a face-to-face meeting, a Zoom call, or if you just want to call in with questions. We are here to help. So our topic today is going to be about the recent jobs data that we just received today. This is April 30th of 2025, the Wall Street Journal reported on the U.S. economy and the first quarter results. Has some investors on edge, and we are going to talk about that and what you should do with your investments knowing this. But before we do, I want to introduce you to my co-host who's excited about the NFL draft that just happened. His name is Tony Shore. Tony, how are you doing?
The NFL draft. I don't know how excited I am about it this year. I don't know. I think you know me, and you know I'm loathed by some of your listeners and clients because, of course, I'm from Minnesota, and I think most people out there listening, at least in your area and your clients, are either probably either Green Bay or Bears fans, right?
That is right.
But I'm a Vikings fan because I was born and raised in Minnesota, and I think we had an okay draft. I'm going to give us a B plus, maybe an A minus. I think they know what they're doing. Our current front office and our coaching staff, I have more faith in them than I have since, I think, ever. I think they actually finally have a coach who knows what he's doing. I think he's going to be a great quarterback coach for our new young quarterback. And he's really taken a couple of not so great quarterbacks and had good seasons with them. So we'll see what happens this year. But I'm glad we needed an O-line. We needed some O-line. I think you mentioned we got a 486-pound offensive lineman, but
who Dixon, likes Little Debbie snack cakes.
Who actually will bring Little Debbie snack cakes out onto the field and eat them.
Yes.
No, that's not true. I think Dixon's going to be great. I think we've got some great people. But how do you feel the Bears did? Did you watch any of that?
I think they had a decent draft. I know Green Bay got a wide receiver they desperately needed. You know, you mentioned the front offices. I think right now, this division, which used to be terrible for a number of years, has got some really good coaches and general managers now in there. Yeah. And I think actually the team with the least talented coaching staff now is surprisingly Detroit, because their offensive and defensive coordinators left.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I really don't think, unfortunately, I don't think that their head coach was the reason for their success. I think they've got a good general front office, but I think that guy, I forget his name, Dan Campbell.
Yeah.
I really think that's a team that might be knocked down to size a little bit, whereas these other teams might ascend. And I think the Bears have caught up.
Agreed. I think
to a lot of the teams there.
Yeah, Detroit lost a couple of their best coaches on the staff, and so they may, because of that, take a couple steps back. We'll have to see. But
it's
what
fun
about
to talk, it's fun to talk about.
But the Bears, aren't they going to get are the Bears going to try to get Justin Fields back at quarterback position? Because I don't think that worked out for them very well.
No, no. And you bring this up a lot. I think you want the Bears to get Justin Fields. I think you do.
I do. As a Vikings fan, that would be great.
I would really say that, you know, I know he might end up back with like the Steelers or one of those other teams that
aren't so good.
Yeah, not that good, but I really think that guy should switch positions. He's so talented. He could be a flanker. He could be sort of a gadget wide receiver.
Fry cook. I mean, he is more than qualified for a job in either the food service or housekeeping industries. I've said it before. I'm teasing.
He's an athlete, so they should use him in some material way other than sitting on the sidelines with a clipboard. They should get him out there, you know?
I suppose, or he could coach maybe. But what about the Packers? How do you think they did?
Because I don't know
about what they did.
I think they did better than average. From what I heard, I think they got a good wide receiver. I just find watching the NFL draft unwatchable.
It is after a while. It's silly.
It's just brutal. And I know it was at Green Bay and everybody's, you know, dressed in gear. And I just could never see myself going to one of those events.
Oh, no, no. I mean, did you see it? I mean, if you're in the middle of that crowd, there's like 135,000 plus there. If you're in the center of that, even the announcers, when they cut back to the studio, were laughing going, what would you do if you had to go to the bathroom? I mean, it's just not. It's not.
And you and I are in our 50s and, you know, that.
Yeah.
You know, we could only wait so long. So
right. Exactly.
That wouldn't be for me.
No.
All right.
It's not for me either. But OK, enough about the draft. We're talking about first quarter results, your time horizon. Some people out there might be panicked. They've heard the R word, recession. And that's a dirty word. But, you know, we've been through downturns in the market before. They always say slow and steady wins the race. I think more calm and steady, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. So it's always imperative when we're getting bad economic news or the stock market dipping to look to what is our financial plan. If you don't have a financial plan, please get one, because that'll help you, especially as we go through situations like this. For example, we just learned today that the first quarter of the year yielded a negative 0.3% for gross domestic product. Now, the recession is merely defined as two straight quarters of negative GDP growth. So if we get another one, let's say at the end of June, that's a recession.
Yeah.
You could even have unemployment go down and still have a recession on our hands, because it's based purely upon gross domestic product. So that in and of itself was a negative. But honestly, a lot of the underlying issues we're looking at were not that bad. We see decent economic performance, small employers reporting job gains. We see a lot of gains going on. And really, even though it wasn't a huge gain as far as jobs reported for March of this year, it's not bad. It's still in the positive.
Yeah.
You don't see a lot of layoffs going on. I think investors sometimes get too focused on certain criteria and make irrational or emotional decisions. And as we see this, often many of us feel like, well, if other people are doing it, then I should be doing it. And it really comes down to what is your time horizon as to when you're going to need that money, because you still own the exact same number of shares you did previously. The market value is going to fluctuate up or down over time. It always fluctuates up as long as you are working with somebody who knows how to find the right types of investments. You stay with that process. It tends to work way more times than it doesn't work. And panicking, especially at a time period like this, usually is the worst thing you could do.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't want to panic and use your emotions. I mean, they say that individual investors, especially those who try to, you know, time the market, but individual investors in general, if you look at what they do, over 90% of them end up selling low and buying high.
Yeah.
Right. And that's reason number one why you should work with a financial services professional, someone like yourself, Jim, because you want to avoid doing that. That's counterproductive. And they're letting, it's because they let their emotions take control when they start to hear things. If you watch the news too much, you know, it's always the sky is falling. So you've got to take that with a grain of salt and have a plan in place. And that's what you do for your clients. So they don't have to worry about downturns in the market if they're close to retirement or in retirement, right?
That's right. Yeah, most of the negative performance in GDP came from the federal government.
Yeah,
that's where we're seeing most of the drop in it. And I know it was Doge that came through and did a lot of slashing, which doesn't result affect GDP because GDP does not decipher between public, which would be the federal government, and private expenditures. And so when we see that, you know, you could look at that and say, well, that's not all that bad. Although some people, that's terrible because of federal government slashing. But when you look at things, the private economy grew through the first quarter of the year. And I think that I'm looking at this and without political bias, I look at this as more of a positive report. It's one of the best negative GDP reports I've ever seen that you actually see underlying much healthier results than what you're seeing from the macro GDP number.
Yeah, well, exactly. I think it's not across the board jobs. It's basically from one sector, which isn't good. I mean, the situation with so many people losing their jobs. However, you're right. It's not from across the board like it usually is, right?
Right. So
that's what you're saying.
You know, so a couple things are, you know, this could just be a one bad day scenario, the next day everything's back on track. Right. That often tends to happen. I'm more inclined to look at Friday's earnings per share data that's going to be coming out. That's going to be way more important. You see a lot of the Magnificent Seven stock companies that are going to be reporting their quarterly results. And to me, that's going to be a key indicator as to where this is going. If they show a negative or less than expected results, that's something to think of. If we start to subsequently start seeing more layoffs happen, that's a good indicator that we might be heading towards recession. If we get good reports, ignore some of these reports that we see too much. Too often you see investors make reactive decisions. And working with an investment advisory firm, we always look at things from a proactive perspective. When I put people into investment strategies, Tony, I'm always thinking of the long term. I don't focus on the short term, except we have to account for some of these things that are going to happen. And if you're too much into, let's say, the stock market, you've got a 2-year time horizon. And as we're going through this, you know, I would urge people to back up a little bit on the risk side. You know, we got to look to safer grounds, including bonds and annuities and structured notes, to be just for a couple of other options to consider, even precious metals as an alternative.
Yeah.
But we don't panic. And, you know, especially for those who have long time durations, 10 or more years, and yet they might call me and say, I'm really nervous. Should I get out? Absolutely not. You got to think of the long haul. If you're in retirement, you're already withdrawing a pretty hefty sum out of your retirement accounts. You cannot afford to go through the trough, the downturn of the market. So we have to make, if you're riding high on stocks, we have to look to alternative means to ensure that that money's going to last. It's all situational. If you're within 2 years, we've got to make some changes if you're too heavy into the stock market. And if you're nervous or very uncomfortable with how much your accounts have dropped, that means you are taking on too much risk.
Yeah.
And that's something you should be discussing with your financial person.
Right. And it's funny you say that, because I think a lot of people, like you said before, they do panic, and you shouldn't. And the people, you made a great point. If you look back to 2008, when we had what they call the Great Recession and markets dropped significantly, the people who stayed in and didn't panic. And same with COVID when that hit around 2019, 2020, when the markets dropped, the people who stayed the course, not only did they weather the storm, they came out ahead and quite a bit ahead, right?
That's right.
So when there is a downturn, it's really an opportunity, especially if you're still putting money into the market, because You've talked before on the show, Jim, about dollar cost averaging. And so you're constantly putting money in out of your paycheck and you're buying low, and the rebounds, the market has shown the rebounds always, at least in my lifetime, when they rebound after a bad situation like 87, 2001, 2008, 2020, the rebound hits record highs. And so you, all that upside is how you make money in the market. But you can't do that if you pull out when it has a bear market or a correction. And it is a little tougher as people get closer to retirement, though, isn't it?
Absolutely. Now, there's two sides of the coin here. You have the aggressive investor and you have the conservative investor that's involved in this situation.
We're talking about time horizon.
Time horizon.
And risk.
So let's say, for the example, the aggressive investor, more than 2 years, maybe even more than 5 years out before they need the money. And they've got a lot of money sitting in the banks at this point in time. This might be a very good time in which to re-enter the marketplace after the market's been down. Take some of that money and go in and buy more shares than what you would have purchased previously. I would always urge those investors, focus on the amount of shares you own, not about the market value. Know that what you're buying are good undervalued stocks or companies with good growth prospects. I've looked at plenty of good companies with great financials and the stock should be worth more, yet they never grow. And then you have these growth companies like an AI firm like Palantir, which I consider, if I look at them from their financial standpoint, to be an overrated stock. Their growth prospects in the field that they are in artificial intelligence, so great. Many people are banking on their growth, and that is a extremely hot stock. I'm not making the stock recommendation, but I'm just going to highlight a difference here. If you had a good—
For an example, not specific recommendation to a specific individual at this—
Correct. Point. Yeah. But if you have a combination of an undervalued stock with tremendous growth potential right now, especially because the market is down, perfect time. There's no perfect time, but it is a better time than when the market is high. Conversely, with your nervous investors, you don't like taking on risk, don't do that. But I would say to some of those investors, if you're getting a fixed interest rate and that interest rate is creeping lower and lower, you might look for something like along the lines of a fixed indexed annuity where you don't suffer losses, but it's tied to the market where you can get higher than the fixed interest rates you're getting at the bank, plus the potential to use it as a lifetime income source. And there are those fixed indexed annuities. Let's say you lost money and you are this year and you are really gun shy. You have a negative outlook towards the economy. There are annuities that offer what we call a bonus, like a 10, 15% bonus that can help cover your losses, get back to where you were before. Now, all of a sudden, you can't lose from that point on. And then this is with annuities, it's always a long-term hold, not a short-term hold. But then if your time horizon is like 5-10 years out, you could turn that into a tremendous pension type of payout via their guaranteed lifetime withdrawal benefit. For nervous investors, that's a perfect way to do it. For moderate risk investors, you can do a kind of a combination of the two. Always good to talk to your financial advisor. If you don't have one, perfect time. Doesn't matter what your situation is. If you're nervous about what's going on, if you don't have a plan in place, you need to talk to that advisor.
Yeah, it's critical. And so you've touched on a few things here today, Jim, that are so important. First of all, what happened in the first quarter, looking at the GDP and not panicking because of circumstances may not be as bad as it's made out to be. The sky isn't falling. And then right along with that, I guess it kind of goes hand in hand, your own personal risk tolerance and your time horizon. It depends on how much time you have. In other words, if you're planning on retiring in 2025, run, don't walk to your financial services professional. Don't panic, but make sure you're working with somebody like yourself, Jim, who can sit down, give you a second opinion, and help you make the decisions that are in your best interest based on your personal situation. So if our listeners out there want to figure out where they're at and if they can still meet their retirement goal, or, hey, I think I'm losing too much money here, what can I do about this? How can they get a hold of you and set up that no charge, no obligation consultation that you're offering?
Yeah, thanks, Tony. So listeners in Wisconsin, our Lake Geneva phone number is 262-729-4128. Listeners in Illinois, our phone number in McHenry, 815-331-8096. Now, we do have listeners out of state. You can always call any one of those numbers, and we are here to help. We can always do a Zoom meeting.
All right. Well, that's great. In fact, before we go, give that phone number one more time.
Okay. Lake Geneva, Wisconsin, 262-729-4128. McHenry, Illinois, 815-331-8096.
All right. Well, great topic today. You know, the news has been crazy. It's been a little volatile out there. But remember, don't let politics or the headlines affect your financial decisions. Make sure you work with a trusted financial services professional. I'm not going to name names, Jim Cramer, but I know a guy, right? So Jim, this is perfect. It's been a great show. Listeners, that does it for today's episode of Cramer Financial Talk with our host, Jim Cramer.
Thank you for listening to Cramer Financial Talk. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, please contact Jim Cramer at Cramer Investment Services. Call 262-729-4128 or visit them online at CramerFinancialTalk.com. Fee-based planning and investment advisory services are offered by Cramer Investment Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Wisconsin and Illinois. Insurance products and services are offered through Cramer Investment and Insurance Services, Inc. Cramer Investment Services, LLC, and Cramer Investment and Insurance Services, Inc. are affiliated companies.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.